See, to buy your product could be like throwing darts, blindfolded. With 89,000 government agencies, you can waste unspeakable amounts of time and money pitching the wrong ones. That stops now, because there's finally an exclusive online database that shows you which agencies actually buy what you sell, how much they pay, when they last bought, how often they switch vendors, even how much your competitors are charging. It's called Smart Procure, and it's not an RFP service. It's the ultimate tool for getting government business. And right now, they'll give you a free list of the top 10 government agencies buying what you're selling. Just text LIST to 67076. That's LIST to 67076. L-I-S-T to 67076.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Minions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
German pornography.
German pornography?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's some of the best. I hear. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the August 4th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by MD Health and Wellness. Now, listen to me. This is the place that so many of you are emailing me about, going, well, hey, what's that place where you lost all that weight? What's the place where they have the diabetes reversal program, the testosterone? What is it? It's MD Health and Wellness, and I've sent that back to so many people. We'll talk about this later. This is the reason I tell advertisers, you have to keep advertising. It takes a while. For some people to just catch on and remember who you are. So I'll do my best in a moment to try to get you to remember MD Health and Wellness. I think I have a good reason why. But first, let's introduce the control board operator. That is a very important function and an important job in any show, is the control board operator. And I'm going to tell you right now, I think you are going to be nominated to be in the Control Board Hall of Fame.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I do. Eon the Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you very much. I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, it may be a smart idea to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
He's a bass player. He used to be a car salesman. He almost sold Mary Kay Cosmetics. He's a broadcast professor. And the list goes on and on. What a resume.
Oh, boy.
But the most impressive thing on that resume is that he's the world's worst producer of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. It's my birthday today, so I'll say happy birthday to me.
Yes,
since
it is.
I say happy birthday to everybody.
I was going to mention that later, but
No,
we'll do it now. It is Dan's birthday today, and it's Billy Bob Thornton's, and it's Barack Hussein Obama's birthday. It's all of them have a birthday today. Happy birthday, Dan. And thanks to Nora Pfeiffer again for the German chocolate cake that I did have a little piece of, not as big as I used to have when I was a really fat person. Phoebe Jimenez.
Oh, hi, everybody.
How's it going, Dan?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Did you want to say something else?
Yeah, we're having a big birthday party tomorrow night, the Southside Johnny Band at Salvatore's in St. Peter's.
Okay.
So come on out.
For you?
Yeah, heck yeah.
Oh. How many people get a big band for their birthday?
Yeah, if there's some of the German chocolate cake left, I will bring it.
All right. I think Hebe has already left for us. Bernice is in heaven. Hang on a second. Hmm? Oh, you're not? Well, that's just great. Now you've hurt somebody's feelings.
What?
You've hurt Dan's feelings and you hurt Nora's feelings.
Oh, no.
He won't eat any of the cake. He only eats what kind of cake?
Cheese.
He only eats cheesecake.
Yeah. Like
well, you're missing
too.
Out, man. Too bad for you. Give it up, please, for Bruce Limperist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. Please be seated. Be seated. Yeah. And on the scale this morning, 215.2.
Whoa.
My goal, ultimate goal, is 210. I get there, I'll be happy. 2 months ago, a little over 2 months ago, I was 247. And I'm it's interesting, I'm getting emails from women. I want my husband to do what you're doing. And they say, what's the name of the place? Well, look, if you go to frankopinion.com, all of the terrific people we speak for, the people who make this show possible, are listed there, as is MD Health and Wellness. Now, let's talk about diabetes. I actually thought... earlier this year when I had some blood drawn, I have blood drawn 2-3 times a year, and I thought when the results came back, it wouldn't have surprised me if they said I have diabetes, because my wife is constantly saying to me, well, if you eat that up, you're going to get diabetes. She's like that. But I don't have it, thank goodness. Type 2 diabetes. Let's talk about it, because a lot of people have it. A very good friend of mine had it, and he's dead. Because he died right before they were supposed to amputate his feet. I know this is not pleasant, but you got to pay attention to this. If you are tired of taking medications for diabetes and you're afraid of complications like kidney problems, which, by the way, lead to dialysis, heart problems that lead to heart failure, vision problems leading to blindness, that's right. There are lots of people who are diabetic who go blind. Neuropathy, which my friend had, which can lead to amputation. None of these are pleasant words. You need to meet with the folks at MD Health and Wellness about natural reversal of your diabetes. They have a program for that, and it's all done without taking more drugs or without having surgery. They'll tell you about these proven methods for reversing diabetes. If you want to, you can Google, is it possible to reverse diabetes? You'll find that it is. They'll show you how to lose weight without exercise. Let me say this, and I'm not saying this is the right way to do it. I've lost 30 pounds. I haven't done one lick of exercise. I haven't walked. I haven't treadmill. I'm nothing. Losing weight is not about exercise. It's about calories. Now, if I were smart, I'd exercise, but I'm not that smart, and I don't like exercise. Eventually, I'll get to it. I'll do it. MD Health and Wellness, they'll show you how to reduce and eliminate dependence on medications if you're diabetic, how to explode your energy and sex drive, and how to become clinically non-diabetic. If you want to go to mdhealthwellness.com, you can watch a free video seminar on how to reverse your diabetes. The rest is up to you. I don't think that this is even, this is not even something you have to think very hard about at all. Why wouldn't you go to that website? And if you forget the website, mdhealthwellness.com, again, you go to frankopinion.com, it'll say menu or something, you click it, and then it'll say sponsors. And there's a link to their website. If you want their number, I'll give it to you, but it's kind of late in the day now, and you probably won't remember it, but it's 314-770-2334. MD Health and Wellness, they're in Bridgeton on St. Charles Rock Road. They do testosterone replacement for men. If you have low testosterone, they work with the bioidentical hormones for women. Weight loss, that's what I went there for. And reversal of diabetes. MD, like doctor, MD, health and wellness, mdhealthwellness.com. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist in the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. I've told you before, if you're AM and the PM, and any of our people, and we have scouts all over town, if they see you in a cab that's not a Laclede Cab, we will strip you of your AM in the PM membership. How humiliating. Laclede Cab. STL Taxi is the app. It's free. Please download it. And now here is Bill Cleveland.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
Wow, listen to that crowd. They love you.
That's an AM and the PM membership. You have to, like, reapply for that every
no,
month?
No, you're out. If you get in a cab, it's not a Laclede. You're banned for life from the show. You can't listen.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
That's tough, but that's good.
It's tough love.
Yes, it is. Well, big news story this week, at least the last couple of days. The White House, I guess, sent a pallet of cash to Iran, allegedly in return for some prisoners. Now, this wasn't the first time, I guess, somebody sent a pallet of cash. In fact, it's the same thing that Hillary Clinton gets after each speech.
You know what? I don't like to do politically. This is incredible to me that the same time they released these hostages, a private plane flies a pallet of cash, $400,000 or $400 million, and they say it's not for the ransom. It's just unbelievable
optics,
to me.
If they tell them the truth, the optics are not very good. You don't do that. Like, why not wait a couple of weeks?
First of all, in actual cash, $400 million.
Yes.
You don't do that unless it's a deal like this. They transfer. They say for whatever they give some cockamamie reason they can't wire money to Iran. Are you kidding me? This is a great story. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. You're all right. Speaking of the president, happy birthday to him. He turns 55 today. Oh. Well, if you believe the birth certificate. actually, a lot of people don't know this. He's actually 57 today. He's actually 57. But Congress blocked his last two birthdays.
They won't even let him have a birthday. I get it.
I screwed it up.
That's okay. We got it.
It's all my fault.
Boy, his hair is almost white. That's what that job will do to him.
Oh, no kidding.
That's crazy. Well, a new study shows that men who carry their cell phones in their pocket have a sperm count nearly 10% lower than those who do not.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. While men who keep their cell phone on a belt clip, you don't have to worry about any of this.
Oh, because girls won't do it with you.
Yeah.
Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. But can I just say something real quick here? I always mean to text you or call you, but, you know, you do the thing with the Sleepy Dusty Delta Dawn. What is it? Sleepy Dusty Delta
Day, which I'm about to do here in a minute, yeah.
Oh, crap. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I just want him to know I didn't forget it.
Okay, and I try to listen every day at the start of the show. And for as long as you've been doing that, every single day, I mean every single day, Dan Strauss laughs.
I know.
Every single time.
I know.
Amazing, isn't that?
he gets a big kick out of it. I know.
I just think it's so
ridiculous. You know what it's like here? You know what it's
stupid.
Like? You know what it's like? It's sort of like if you hear the sound of passing gas.
Yes.
You've heard it a thousand times. You're still laughing.
Yeah.
I just found that funny. I don't know. I had a birthday to you, Dan. Have a great afternoon, everybody.
You too. Bill Cleveland, everybody. There he goes. It is August 4th, and it is another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, dusty Delta day.
Because I know how much Peon hates it.
Yeah, that actually makes it worth doing. He hates it so much. It's the same as Pumpkinhead Harvey at Halloween. He hates, and he's got a little kid now, and he still hates it. I'll tell you, Archie's going to love it. He's going to love Pumpkinhead. My daughter loves Pumpkinhead Harvey. So it's not going away, and neither is Sleepy Dusty Delta. And now, Bobby Whitehead, if you're listening, the Outdoor Guide magazine, your favorite segment, it's time for the Outdoor segment. Oh, yeah, I can see Andy and Opie right now walking down to the pond, fishing poles, catching fish.
Miller's Pond.
Miller's Pond.
Yeah.
Outdoor segments brought to you by Pistols Plus. Well, here's the outdoor report. It's really hot right now, but this weekend it looks tremendous, so get outside. And that's the outdoor report. Yeah, thank you.
Very informative.
Yeah. Brought to you by Pistols Plus. I will be in there this weekend, as I am a lot and have been for the last 20 years. I just really like this store, and you'll like it too. And I don't care if you've never fired a gun or you have 100 guns. This is the place to go, because there's somebody behind that counter of all the people there who know exactly how to walk you through whatever it is you need to know. You have a lot of experience or no experience. Conceal carry. That's where I took the class and got my, that's where I did it. They do that there. And the guy that was teaching the class when I was there was the former sheriff of Camden County. So they know what they're doing. Pistols Plus. Glock. You want a Glock? And get some great prices right now on some Glocks. Osage Beach, in the middle of Osage Beach, right across from, or sort of catty-cornered across from Staples. This is not funny, and it's not even Playhouse material, but I just want to say something to young women who have miscarriages. I have a friend who's in his 30s, and he called me this morning, and I said, how's the baby coming along? Because I knew she was pregnant. He said she lost it at 3 months. It's a terrible, devastating thing for women. My wife had a miscarriage. But here's what you need to know, and here's what I want to say to young people who have it. And I really do believe this, and this is what many doctors will tell you. It's nature's way of getting rid of something that's very imperfect. There was something terribly wrong. My wife said she knew for the 3 months or so that it was different than when she was pregnant before. There was something different going on. Something wasn't right. So, yes, it's terrible, but the good news is it's what nature wanted, and it was nature's way of not creating a child with some horrible, horrible deformity or deficiency. So that's the bright side, too. So just for any young people, look, when you get older, you go through a lot of stuff, and so you can share what you know. So that's what I'll share with you. It's not the end of the world. Get back at it. And that's exactly what he said they're going to do. I said, go back after and have some kids. Tony Bennett yesterday turned 90. And I read an article, and it said, Tony Bennett is the big 9-0. You know what I can't stand is when people go, hey, the big 4-0, big 5-0, big 3-0, big 6-0, so yeah. You're the big 7-0.
Yeah.
Let's knock that off. It's irritating. It is. It's just irritating. I believe there are some people who don't get nervous or stressed. I'll give you an example. Donald Trump. I don't think Donald Trump is ever nervous. I don't think Bill Clinton was ever nervous. I don't think Hillary's nervous. Let me tell you something. The few times, well, it's more than a few, that I've had to get up in front of a lot of people, my stomach hurts so bad, I didn't know if I would make it through it without an explosive diarrhea or something. I mean, these people, you watch Donald Trump, when he's under fire, when he said, and the whole media is on, he's just as cool as he can. So is she. Those people are built differently.
Do you think that Bill was nervous when they were doing
that? That's the only time. Thank you. The only time I think he was ready to really, he was really shaking in his boots was that Monica thing.
Yeah, when he got impeached.
That was it.
And then Hillary may have been a little nervous when they did the.
No.
All of a sudden the email stuff came out.
I don't think
that.
So. I don't think so. They're made of different stuff than we are. They just are. And one last thing. These fires in California. I'm listening every year. Isn't it true? Every year we say, big fire in California.
Sure.
And then a couple days ago, they were talking about how the fire experts had determined that the fire had started from an illegal campfire. A campfire somebody had set where you're not supposed to build campfires. How in the world, when everything is charred and just burned, how can they tell that a campfire, how can you tell that?
I don't know, because those guys, those investigators go
it's
in.
Unbelievable.
And they determine the center of the fire, where it started, and then how it goes out. They can look at different things.
So I can get it if you go in a house and there's a burnt kerosene can. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I get that. But when they say things like, well, apparently a cigarette fell and lit the carpet on fire. How can you know that? The cigarette's burned completely up. There's nothing left of it.
And how much is left to burn? I mean, every year they have wildfires out there.
Yeah, I know. Hey, one, I could do this story real quickly because this is the reason for the joke today. Peon gave me this story. The guy down in Georgia has been arrested. He got very violent when his wife made him a grilled cheese sandwich with 3 slices of cheese. And he only wanted 2.
Oh.
I don't see the problem here.
Yeah, wait a minute.
When you tell your wife,
she had specific instructions.
When you tell your wife you want your grilled cheese to have 2 slices, it better have 2 slices. She put 3. I'd say let the guy go.
Hmm.
Let him go. And that's the reason for the joke today. Ladies, get in here.
That's nice.
I told Peon, I said, I have no choice. I have to tell this joke. We've told it dozens of times, but it's the perfect joke after that story. And it's one of my very favorite jokes. Guy walks into a little cafe, sits down. He's never been there before. Waitress comes over and says, hi, do you like a menu? He said, yeah, I like a menu. So he looks at the menu, looks over, he goes, hey. It says, under one of the house specialties is meatloaf. I love meatloaf. Do you do a lot of tomato paste? She says, yes, a lot of. And he said, do you put mashed potatoes and gravy with it? She says, that's the only way we serve it. He said, all right. Oh, I'll have the grilled cheese sandwich. Okay. The next day he comes in, asks for a menu. He's looking at them. He calls the waitress over. He says, this says fried chicken like grandma used to make. Now, I love fried chicken, but I'm going to tell you something. If it's like my grandma used to make, you skin it. She said, we skin the chicken. There's no skin. He says, and you're not only fry it in the pan, you put it in the oven, and that's the sort of final phase. She said, that's exactly how we do it. He said, I'll take a grilled cheese sandwich. He comes in the next day. Asks for a menu. He looks at the menu. He says, oh, boy, oh, boy. Liver and onions. You know, he says, not too many places prepare liver and onions. And when they do, they don't know what they're doing. Now, I like my liver and onions. First of all, it has to be accompanied, again, by mashed potatoes and gravy. She said, ours is. He says, and the onion, you got to smother it with onion, and the liver has to be really, really tender. She said, you've just described our liver and onions. He said, all right, I'll take a grilled cheese sandwich. Well, now, this is starting to get old, and she's had enough of it. She sees him coming into the cafe. She grabs a menu, and she takes a marker, and she marks out grilled cheese sandwich. She scratches it right out. He comes in, asks for a menu. She hands him the menu. He sits there, and he stares at it. And he stares at it. He doesn't say anything. He's looking. Something different. So she's starting to feel bad about what she did. She walks over and she says, you know what? I have to tell you something. She said, just before you walked in, I scratched your favorite thing. He said, really? Well, wash your hands and get me a grilled cheese sandwich.
See how traffic's moving along. Here's Tim Weiland.
Got some problems out here. You've got an accident on westbound Highway 44 just before Hampton. The right lane is blocked, and you're solid jam back to Jefferson. They're just wrapping up an accident now on eastbound Highway 4064 just after 170. Now, both cars were on the flatbed when we flew over it a couple of minutes ago, but they still have the left lane blocked and you're jammed back with Lindbergh. They cleared an accident southbound 170 past Delmar. All lanes are open now, but traffic is stop and go from Olive down through Highway 40. Had another accident on westbound 70 near Lake St. Louis Boulevard. That was on the right shoulder, but slow traffic from K. And then on southbound 55, two accidents on the right shoulder, but causing backups. First one at Bayless, the next one right after the Union Overpass, and you're slow at Loughborough. This traffic report is brought to you by Compassion International. Every child deserves enough. That's what you can give to a child in poverty when you sponsor through Compassion International. Find out how at compassion.com/radio. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. The Big Sports Show.
It's Jim Hewer, sports director at the Big 550 KTRS.
And I'm Brendan Weesey. Join us weeknights for the Big Sports Show.
Aroldis Chapman is now a Chicago Cub.
When he's right, you can't touch this guy. I saw the numbers, the Cardinals against Chapman, something like 090. There is no comparison. There is no team on paper that stacks up to the Chicago Cubs right this second.
6:30 to 9
on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, so last week we get a big hailstorm, and a true story. Someone gets a phone call from a company that does roofs within 15 minutes of these hailstones hitting the roof of their house. And you know what? A few months from now, you're not even going to be able to find that company. There's companies around, a few, that have been around a long time and will be around a long time. Allen Roofing, one such place since 1972. They're not hail specialists. They're not storm specialists. They're roofing, siding, and gutter specialists for over 40 years. And it's all that they do, and they do it as well, if not better, than anyone else. So says Contractor Magazine. Also, you want more information? Check out the website at aroofing.net. Three locations, St. Peter's, Ellisville, Missouri, and Caseyville, Illinois. You need a new roof, or you need your existing roof fixed, call Allen Roofing.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-300-4046. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry! Call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-300-4046. That's 1-800-300-4046. 1-800-300-4046.
Hey parents, the school year is quickly approaching. Wrap up your summer at Busch Stadium the weekend of August 5th through the 7th when the Cardinals host the Braves. There are great giveaways all weekend long. Friday night, take home a Cardinals fedora courtesy of Shane Company. Saturday, it's a vintage Cardinals bobblehead presented by AT&T. Sunday, all about the kids. Kids 12 and under with a ticket, take home a Matt Carpenter replica BP jersey courtesy of Powerade and Shop and Save. That's August 5th, 6th, and 7th. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Carpenter lines it to right for a base hit.
This message is for all the kids in Cardinals Nation. This is Matt Carpenter. On Sunday, August 7th, we face the Braves, and it's Matt Carpenter Kids Batting Practice Jersey Giveaway. Presented by Powerade and Shop and Save. 12,000 kids ages 15 and younger entering with the ticket will take home my batting practice jersey. Kids, don't miss it. August 7th. Tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Listen to downtown St. Louis. Listen to Cardinals.
Cardinals baseball, tradition meets today.
With a Kohler standby generator from CK Power, your power stays on even when the rest of the neighborhood is in the dark. Kohler natural gas and propane-powered backup generators can restore power to your home or business in as little as 10 seconds. They're recognized by the National Home Builders Association and Consumer Reports as the highest quality and best value choices when protecting your home from power interruptions. CK Power has been a Kohler Power Systems distributor for more than 30 years and provides engineering, power system application expertise, sales, parts, preventive maintenance service, and year-round 24-hour emergency service. Don't be left in the dark. Get a Kohler standby generator from CK Power's professional commitment to quality installation and service. Kohler standby generators from CK Power, your complete source for engine and generator power. Call 1-855-CK-POWER or online at ckpower.com.
For 30 years, Stefanina's has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With four locations in St. Charles County and one in Chesterfield, Stefanina's is a place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at steffspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers, it's Thursday. That means you get $3 off any extra large 20-inch pizza at Stefanina's. Call your local Stefanina's or Stefanina's Express location or order online at steffspizza.com. Save $3 on a delicious extra large 20-inch pizza every Thursday at Stefanina's.
This is Chad Bond, midfielder for St. Louis FC. Last year, you sold out our stadium time and time again. This year, we will take that fight to the field. We represent St. Louis. We fight for St. Louis. We fight for you. Because in a family, we fight for each other. This quest is bigger than any one of us. This is our city. This is All Flow One.
St. Louis FC, presented by Mercy, takes on the Sacramento Republic on Saturday, August 13th at 7:30 p.m. For tickets, visit stlouisfc.com.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
The cherished musical celebration of family and tradition, Fiddler on the Roof, enchants from Muni July 30th through August 5th. Presented by Ameren. Tickets available now at Muni.org or at the Muni Box Office.
The Muni in Forest Park.
Let me get over. Leave me alone. Let me go home.
Go Southern California. Check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Guns. My daughter took her boss to Annie Guns. That's very smart. You take your boss to Annie Guns. Good move. Annie Guns Restaurant in the Chesterfield Valley, right next door, is the Smokehouse, and a gift card from either one or both is always a very good idea. From the Coachella Valley in Southern California, please welcome Mike Evans.
Your pop quiz question this afternoon.
All right, we're ready.
Name the name of the hottie who publicists have just named Best Legs in Hollywood.
Best Legs?
Ariana Grande.
Oh, I like Ariola. She's really...
Ariana.
Sorry.
Always thinking something to eat on you, homie.
Yeah, I guess so.
Kate Hudson. Jennifer Lopez. Charlize Theron. Mm. Movie news, there is a biopic on the drawing board. He kept a long diary, and he's kept a diary most of his life. A biopic in the works for Cameron Douglas, Kirk Douglas's grandson, Michael Douglas's son, who just got out of jail. It would look at him as a young boy growing up in the famous family, then his teen years, how he became rebellious, got into drugs. Also, we would get into some of the heavy drug kingpin friends of his, what happened and how he got arrested. And his 6 years in prison. I actually think that might be a pretty good movie.
Well, I got to tell you something. I'll tell you who was very disappointed in him, his grandfather, Kirk Douglas.
Oh, brother.
And I had a chance to ask Kirk.
Well, why didn't you record it?
How just his feelings about Cameron and what Cameron had done with his life. Here's just a little of his, what Kirk Douglas said. Okay. I can't stand it. It makes me sick.
Wow.
Boy, he did not like.
No.
That's not the first time I've heard him say that.
I don't think he's ever said it before.
Really?
Yeah.
Kidding. Actually, probably not.
But, no, I think that'd be an interesting read.
I think it would be, too.
Yeah.
TV by the numbers. Interesting. People over 50 average watching traditional TV 47 hours a week. Traditional TV.
Wow.
People 18 to 30 watch traditional TV 20 hours a week, but the same category, same demo, 18-34, they also watch 14 hours a week on their smartphones. And people 35 to 49 watch 5 hours a week on television on their tablets.
Hmm.
I've never watched television on my smartphone. You know, maybe some Netflix on the tablet when we're in bed or something, a show we record. But I don't get it. Why would you watch it on a smartphone? I mean, they're too little.
Well, if you don't
the
have
it, the screen, the more I like it.
Yeah, I've watched TV on the tablet. I like that. But
unless you're on a plane or something.
Yeah, if you're just
exactly.
In a waiting room and you've got an hour to wait. And I get it. But, yeah, not if you have another option.
No. Odds and ends when a PGA golf pro signs a clothing endorsement deal. They must wear exactly what they're told to. Hat, pen, shirt, pants, shoes, socks. Every day they play in the tournament. They aren't sent, and they are sent the outfit to wear a week ahead of time, and they're told what day to wear each item.
Wow.
Of course, they get a couple $1 million.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I'll do what they tell me.
Well, you know, I was thinking about now, you know, I don't know that much about afternoon radio shows, but I'm talking about morning people, morning drive guys. In general, in radio, they're very slobby dressers. Have you noticed that?
Oh, no, it's all radio.
What?
It's not just morning.
Yeah.
It's all day. Radio people don't dress well.
No, they don't. They're slobby.
Yeah.
Biggest party in the Hamptons. I thought it would be nice if, Frankie, you would sponsor you and I, and we could go do this sort of something to do together, something different. Biggest party in the Hamptons this summer. It's in September. 6 hour free barbecue, free booze, all the selfies you want. It's the Hillary Clinton fundraiser. It's only $100,000 a couple.
Count me in.
$100,000. That's all it is. Hey, free barbecue.
Count me in.
All right, all right. What a dinner happening on Saturday night. Oh, to be a fly on the wall when these four old friends get together for a dinner. 90-year-old Kirk Douglas, 89-year-old Don Rickles, 86-year-old Bob Newhart, and 90-year-old Tony Bennett.
Wow.
Celebrating Tony's birthday that was earlier this week. Can you imagine the stories those guys have to tell?
Oh, man.
All right, Dan. Faith or just plain stupidity? You be the judge. There have already been several dozen diehard Chicago Cub fans who have already gotten tattoos that read 2016 Chicago Cub champions after 108 years.
Well, that's stupid.
That's stupid.
That's the kiss of death for
them. It's the kiss of death of the team. Jinx the team, and if they don't make it, you got that stupid tattoo on them, or wherever you put it.
They're going to look really stupid.
You really do. That's stupid. Date in history, August 4th, Jeff Gordon, Barack Obama, Roger Clemens, Louis Armstrong. Aye, Dan. Billy Bob Thornton were all born on this date.
Hey, I don't know if you saw, Peon shared it with me, I believe, yesterday, and you need to know this. The end of the world, they've missed it twice, but now that they say absolutely, these people, it's called Extreme Prophecy, some people, it's a group, they say with certainty, October 31st, Halloween Day, is the end of the world this year. So, Mike, I know you're already right with the Lord.
I just want
everybody else to be, because that is going to be the end of the world.
October 31st.
October 31st of this year, yeah.
Wow.
And these are people that have done a lot of research.
Who are these clowns?
Well, they may not be clowns if that's the last day.
Yeah.
And we'll see. And they say that's when Jesus is coming back, too, same day.
Yeah, may not be clowns.
Okay.
And a flying blind bat might fly out of my ass in about 20 seconds.
Well, I think that's very nice.
Oh, wow.
Could happen.
And finally.
No, I have more.
And finally.
On this date, 1693, Dom Perignon came up with a formula and patented a drink called champagne.
Never heard of it.
On this date in 1693. And finally.
Okay. See, I knew it. I knew it was close.
I thought the Dom Perignon item was good. I mean, you know.
Mike, it was great.
1693?
Yeah.
Were you there for that?
No.
Okay. So I did there this age humor.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it, but didn't want it.
That's fine with me.
Who has the best legs? Ariana Grande, Kate Hudson, Jennifer Lopez, Charlize Theron.
Dan?
Charlize Theron.
Ariana.
I will say Charlize also.
47-year-old Jennifer Lopez.
Ooh.
And she does have some beautiful legs.
Easy, yeah. Easy, Mike.
Oh, I'm telling you, she has some beautiful legs. You know, some good legs. I got some good looking legs.
Slam her down.
Well, why don't you send us a shot of those and put them on our Facebook page?
You want me to?
Your legs, yeah.
Okay.
Let everybody see them.
Well, I got gout on one foot right now, so I got a swollen toe. I don't think that'd be good.
Well, though. Cover the feet and just send the legs.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Mike Evans, see ya.
There you go. Gout.
Eesh.
It's a good word for something horrible. Gout. It just sounds bad. All right, now listen to me. It's 95 or whatever it is today. And some people's air conditioning is not working like it should. Not going to work when it's supposed to do what it's supposed to. It's barely kicking out cold air. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Maybe it's just time to put it to sleep. You know, it's like a veterinarian, an old dog. Heating and cooling systems, at some point, you gotta put them to sleep. Tell them goodbye and replace them. Again, Matheny Heating and Cooling. What do you look for in a heating and cooling company? Here's what you look for. Somebody who comes out promptly, who doesn't spend more time than they need to so they can bill you more or make up things that are wrong that are not really wrong. Somebody who is respectful, neat, clean, doesn't make a mess. That's Matheny. I just described Matheny. 74 years in the heating and cooling business. All you need to do is live in St. Louis County or St. Charles County. It can be a business, it can be a residence, it can be large, it can be small, it can be any brand, any type, any make, any model. They are trained to work on it. Please remember this name. And if you call them one time, I'll bet money, I would put money on it, you will never want to call anybody else. Matheny Heating and Cooling. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Let's get a final check on traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, we've got a new accident here. They just moved it off to the right shoulder on eastbound Highway 40 at Maryville Center. Just a little slowdown at 141. They did clear the accident eastbound 40 at 170. So all lanes are open. Still some slow pockets from Lindbergh, Clayton Morrison through McKnight. They also cleared the accident off to the right shoulder on westbound Highway 44 before Hampton. Now you're slowing from midway between Jefferson and Grand out through Hampton. Downtown eastbound 40, much better, looking like it's a good run up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40 still slowing, though, from near Vandeventer out through McCausland. Westbound 70, a slowdown. The Earth City Expressway out through Fifth Street. Eastbound 270, just heavy Lindbergh through 170. And this traffic report brought to you by McDonald's. Love the drink run and treat yourself to any size shake like the cool and creamy, always dreamy Arctic Orange Shake. It's just $1.99. Price and participation may vary for a limited time only at McDonald's. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
KTRS St. Louis.
Live and local.
Depend on it.
All right, please say thank you to a police officer if you see one. Thank you for joining us. And have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night!
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for tonight. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan. All right,
Dan. Goodbye, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
A Montgomery County, Illinois Sheriff's Department canine dies from heat exhaustion locked inside this SUV. Why leaving him in there was supposed to be safe.
Temperatures edging into the mid-90s for the first time this month of August. If you like summertime, it felt pretty good, but now we have a cool front on the way.
Tonight, the Missouri teen with a heartfelt message about diabetes. It's gone viral.
But first on Fox, a canine officer has died from heat exhaustion after being found inside a hot squad car. The officer was from Montgomery County, Illinois Sheriff's Department.
Fox 2's Paul Shankman is live in Hillsboro, Illinois, where investigators are checking a temperature warning system that was supposed to keep the dog safe. Paul?
Yeah, guys, on Sunday afternoon, a Montgomery County